The situation has worsened in New South Wales, with the state today reporting record infection numbers. 356 new cases were tallied, with at least 97 people infectious while in the community. There were also three more COVID deaths in the state. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has rejected the idea of imposing a ring of steel around Canterbury-Bankstown as cases climb in the local government area.
Delta is different, and we need to treat it differently. And the New South Wales government doesn't have any intention of putting in strategies that aren't going to work. What we do need is to make sure we have greater compliance.
Meanwhile, the state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, has appeared at a parliamentary inquiry into the government's COVID response, conceding that with the benefit of hindsight, authorities may have underestimated the spread of the virus in the early days of the outbreak.
Initially, the West Hoxton party was thought to have been well contained because it was picked up quite quickly. So with the benefit of hindsight, I think it's very clear to see that there was a greater risk of the seeding event in southwestern Sydney than was appreciated at the time.
Dr. Kerry Chant there. Well, let's go to Western Sydney tonight. Dr. Dong Hua is a GP who works across a number of health centres and runs the Fairfield Respiratory Clinic. Welcome to RN Drive.
Oh, good evening, Patricia.
Thank you so much for your time. Today, New South Wales recorded 356 new cases and three more deaths, sadly, for those families mourning those people. You've worked on the front line getting people tested and vaccinated. What's your response to hearing those figures?
Those numbers are quite concerning. As you probably know, if you look at the trend over the last few weeks, the trend is actually going up despite the restrictions in place. So being in Fairfield, the respiratory clinic as well as my medical centre is based in Fairfield, we have seen a lot of positive case numbers coming through our clinics, although those numbers have had reduced in the Fairfield LGA in the past week or two. The numbers that are spreading to the other parts of other LGAs, those numbers are obviously concerning.
We've heard repeatedly that the situation in Sydney will worsen before it gets better. For you and your colleagues, that likely means longer queues, more hours and potentially more risk of burnout. Are you prepared for that?
Yes, definitely. We've got a team of staff that some of our staff are working like 7 days a week because of the increased testing numbers. And there's also an increasing surge in demand for vaccinations as well. So as the COVID outbreak started 3 or 4 weeks ago, there is, particularly when we had workers requiring testing every 3 days in our LGA and there was limited testing numbers in Fairfield, our numbers shot up dramatically. So we had to put additional staff on site. Normally, we usually have one doctor at our respiratory clinic, but we had to put two doctors as well as we had to double our nursing staff as well as our swabbers. So we weren't initially prepared for that, but now I think with the additional testing sites over the past that's been set up over the past few weeks, those numbers have eased the testing numbers at the moment. But the demand for vaccinations, they're definitely still there. We are getting plenty of calls for people. Obviously, the most of the demand is for Pfizer, but we are getting increasing demand for AstraZeneca vaccines, particularly those who are not eligible for Pfizer, those who are under 40 and are not in priority groups 1A, 1B. We are getting a lot of increasing demand for young people trying to get vaccinated for AstraZeneca as well.
Today we heard Dr. Kerry Chant appear to concede that New South Wales Health had underestimated the spread of the virus in the early days. How frustrating is that, given you and your colleagues are now under immense pressure in Western Sydney?
Yeah, it was a difficult situation. I guess New South Wales Health has to judge, basically balance whether we need to have the lockdown early versus the impact on the economy as well as people's mental health. So it is frustrating from a local point of view because Fairfield bore the brunt of the COVID outbreak, and a lot of locals were frustrated that they were getting the blame for this outbreak. But where originally the outbreak started in the eastern suburbs, and they were the first ones that were, you know, when the testing requirements implemented for local workers, they were the ones that were subjected to the new rule, and I think they felt it was unfairly targeted. But I think the majority of the community is understanding now that, you know, various other LGAs have to do the same thing as well.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian today rejected the idea of imposing a ring of steel around Canterbury Bankstown. Is that a good call, or should the rules be tightened?
From my point of view, look, the trend is actually still, the case numbers are still increasing. So I think that they may have to implement that strategy, because it doesn't look like the situation is getting better, and the current restrictions is not currently working. So I think they have to look at further measures and probably increasing restrictions, maybe implementing a curfew like what Melbourne did in the second wave. I think putting a ring of steel around Canterbury Bankstown, depending on the numbers over the next few days, I think if they continue to increase, particularly with the numbers that are infectious in the community, it's hard to see that the numbers coming down. So that they have to consider that as a potential strategy to contain this outbreak.
What rules would you like to see introduced in Greater Sydney? You mentioned the curfew there, but you do think that you can ring fence off Canterbury Bankstown?
It's going to be difficult. I mean, they're going to have obviously increased security amongst the police personnel into monitoring that, and that's going to be difficult. I guess it's up to the New South Wales government to try to implement a strategy to basically try to reduce these case numbers, because at the moment the current restrictions, I don't think they're going to continue to. I don't think it's going to work because the case numbers, if you look at the trend over the last past weeks, it's gradually increasing, and the number of people infectious in the community is still far too high to be able to be comfortable for the numbers to come down. Vaccinations is one of the answers to coming out of this pandemic, but I think given the current numbers of vaccinations, although the past few weeks have increased, but I don't think it's enough for us to achieve herd immunity in the next few months to be able to come out of this pandemic.
It's going to be very hard to do that. Are you losing confidence that you can get to zero or close to zero?
I don't think it's achievable in the next month or two. I mean, it's possible. It depends if what strategies are further implemented. If we look at what happened in Melbourne, it took them 3 to 4 months to able to achieve zero transmission. And now we're dealing with a different strain as well. So we're dealing with the Delta strain, which is definitely more infectious and more deadly, and it obviously is having a bigger impact on our local hospitals as well. So I think, you know, it's going to take longer than to achieve zero community transmission than what happened in Melbourne, definitely.
Today, the New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, thanked the people of Fairfield for complying with restrictions, but then went on to warn, and I quote, other communities, other people from other backgrounds who don't seem to think that it is necessary to comply with the law. How does that language sit with you?
That is definitely concerning as well. We have patients, even in Fairfield, that, you know, that lack understanding. I mean, it could be a cultural thing where they lack health literacy, where a lot of the patients in South West Sydney, a lot of them are backgrounds from non-English speaking, so they don't understand the seriousness of the Delta outbreak. And I guess there's a lot of confusion amongst the community, because some don't know that they had to isolate if they've got symptoms or if they've got close contact. And you see some of them, when they're getting tested, that they're actually, and if they're identified as a close contact, some of them are actually going out shopping. So a lot of it is a bit of confusion in the community, and I think a lot of it has to deal with people from non-English speaking backgrounds. So that doesn't help as well, because a lot of the media announcements are in English, although a lot of the local health districts are trying to provide a lot of information out there in social media and out in the news in their respective languages to help with this.
Yeah, look, I know it's a difficult time. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Patricia.
Dr. Dong Hua is a GP who works across a number of health centres and runs the Fairfield Respiratory Clinic in Sydney. 0418 226 576 is our text line.